Good evening and welcome to the programme. I'm Louisa Preston. A new network of trauma care centres for seriously ill patients begins operating tonight across London. It's been set up at four hospitals where patients with multiple injuries will be given specialist care. Mark Ashdown has more.
About 30 hospitals serve London, which means specialists are spread quite thin. For patients suffering major trauma, that's about to change.
Can I speak to Maxine, please?
The new unit at St George's goes live tomorrow. It's one of four specialist centres in the capital. Here, all the top experts will be on hand to make sure patients get the best quality of care and fast.
I think for the public perception, they still feel that the shortest distance to an A&E is the best way to get the quickest treatment. And so I suppose there is an important point to put across, that it's important to get to the right place. It won't necessarily be the hospital around the corner.
There are 1,600 major trauma cases in London each year, but that's just 0.1% of all accident and emergency cases. A review in 2007 found that 50% of patients received substandard care. Something needed to change.
So we can take a patient who's seriously injured, bring them in here, get a scan, get them back.
The NHS believes having everything together will speed things up. Much also depends on encouraging patients with minor injuries to use other facilities, like smaller polyclinics, instead.
But your point that it's about cuts, it's not about cuts. This is investment in improving the system, not a device for reducing the number of hospitals. In fact, I mean, all the hospitals stay open in this system. What we want is the right patient to go to the right hospital.
Now these centres are up and running, the big challenge begins, convincing the public this is the future. Yes, patients may spend a bit longer in the back of an ambulance and might not necessarily go to the nearest hospital to them, but overall they will get a better quality of care and more chance of surviving. Mark Ashdown, BBC London News, Tooting.
An 83-year-old woman has been found murdered in her home in North London. Scotland Yard says she was discovered with fatal head injuries in Winchmore Hill last night. Well, Emma North is there for us now. Emma, what more can you tell us?
Well, it was about this time yesterday that police were called to this very quiet, very respectable suburb of Winchmore Hill in North London. And there, in the house at the end of the road that you can see in the sunlight, they found the body of a woman in her 80s, and she had suffered head injuries. She died. Now, we understand that the lady has been named as Doris Langland. She was 83 years old. She'd lived in this area for a long time, and neighbours have described her as a sweet grandmother figure who lived on her own. Witnesses have been questioned all day, and as the day has progressed, the cordon around the house has got bigger and bigger.
And Emma, we hear that there have been some developments in the last hour or so, haven't there?
They have. Police have issued an appeal. They want to talk to a man in connection with Ms. Langland's death. His name is James Langland. He's 26 years old. You should be able to see the picture of him on your screens now. He's otherwise known as Jack, and the description is he's white, 5'11", with dark brown hair. He's clean-shaven, with a light-coloured beanie hat, and was carrying a dark shoulder bag. He was last seen in North London. The police are saying do not approach him. If you see him, contact either 999 or the incident room at Sutton.
Emma, for that update, thanks very much. Well, meanwhile, five people have been arrested in connection with the murder of a teenage girl in East London. Eliza Mirza, who was 18 and a student, was stabbed in the neck in Manor Park on Saturday night. Police are questioning a 17-year-old boy, plus two men and two women. 10 million litres of water have been pumped into three of the four concrete pools at the Olympics Aquatic Centre to test the structures. Engineers will begin checks on the main 50-metre competition pool tomorrow. The centre is designed to be the gateway to the Games and will seat 17,500 spectators for events such as diving, water polo and synchronised swimming. Football now, and there's been a lot of it in the Championship. Watford drew 1-1 at home to West Brom. Crystal Palace beat Preston North End 3-1. QPR lost 4-0 away to Leicester, while Reading beat Coventry 3-0. In League One, Millwall beat Colchester 2-1. Brentford drew 0-0 against Exeter. Charlton beat Carlisle United 1-0. Gillingham had a good win against Southend, beating them 3-0. And Leyton Orient lost 2-1 to Southampton. And in League Two, Barnet beat Chesterfield 3-1, while Dagenham and Redbridge lost by the same score away to Port Vale. Right, let's get the weather with Kate Kinsella.
Good evening. Well, it's not been a bad day here in central London. As we head through to the rest of the week, we can expect to see a bit more in the way of sunshine. And it will feel quite mild as well, especially as we head towards the next weekend. Throughout tonight and this evening, still a bit of cloud around. It does break up eventually, and towards tomorrow morning we can experience some clear spells. The wind, though, staying with us throughout the night, but temperatures dipping down to around 6 or 7 Celsius. A bright start tomorrow morning, plenty of sunshine, but we do have a bit of cloud building up as we head through the day, making that sunshine just a little bit hazy. But temperature-wise, feeling very mild despite that wind, which is still quite brisk, looking at a maximum of 16 Celsius in central London. Towards the middle part of the week, Wednesday morning, we expect some showery rain, and then a more settled picture as we head towards Thursday, as we get some high pressure. This is what it looks like for the next few days, and towards next weekend, more in the way of sunshine.
Well, that's it. We're back at 10 past 10. Do join us then if you can. But for now, goodbye.